Former President Bill Clinton called for more aid to Haiti.
Right now, we need to figure out how to get through the week. I want the people of Haiti not to have to worry about whether they can eat today, whether they can get water today, whether their kids are going to be hungry today.
Mr. Clinton added that Haiti needs all forms of help, from trucks and toilets to more long-term investment. But the former president, who is a UN special representative to Haiti, also painted a picture of hope for the impoverished nation during his remarks at the World Economic Forum, as he called on politicians and business leaders assembled in Davos to help rebuild Haiti.
This is an opportunity to reimagine the future for the Haitian people, to build the country that they want to become, instead of to rebuild what they used to be. We have to get through the emergency, we have to get it organized, and we have to have the right structure and the right support. I invite you to be a part of that.
Mr. Clinton's appearance was among the highlights of the second day of the World Economic Forum, a yearly gathering of international business and government leaders. Much of the conversation this week is revolving around putting the world's economy back on a sustainable track. South Korean President Lee Myung-bak said the group of 20 leading industrialized and developing nations must consider a broader notion of economic growth that includes poorer countries. Seoul hosts the next G20 summit in November. Mr. Lee's webcast remarks were translated in English.
In order to achieve balanced and sustainable growth, I believe more is necessary than just achieving balance in a narrowly macroeconomic sense. A broader notion of balance is appropriate, including closing the development gap between advanced and developing countries.
Other speakers included South African President Jacob Zuma, who spoke about his country's battle with HIV/AIDS, the global economic crisis, and the need for South Africa's white minority to feel part of the country's future. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.